As primary day gets closer here in Wisconsin, WPR News spent some time with young voters in Wisconsin to find out how they're making their final decisions about who to vote for next Tuesday.
WPR reporter Parth Shah joins us now to talk about what he found. Parth, welcome back.
Thanks.
So who did you talk to get a sense of how young voters in Wisconsin are thinking?
Yeah, so I spoke to students who are members of College Democrats and College Republicans. So they're two pretty sizable organizations here on campus that where, you know, the members talk a lot about politics and they're pretty involved with the process. I spoke mostly to members who had a leadership role or were in the organization for a few years.
When we talk about young voters, can you give me a sense of the age range?
Yeah, so when we talk about young voters, we're talking when you're looking at polls, they usually consider young voters to be 18 to 34 years of age. The students I spoke to are usually 18 to 22, 23 years of age.
Okay. Well, let's start with the young people who identify as Democrats. What is at the top of their list when it comes to picking a candidate?
Yeah, so right now, Bernie Sanders has a clear majority of these young voters with the latest poll numbers. And you see that young voters who are aligned with the Democratic Party are split one of three ways. Either they're really pro-Bernie, either they're interested in voting for Hillary Clinton, or either they like both candidates and are pretty much on the fence. I spoke to a lot of voters who are undecided at the moment and plan on making that decision at the polls. They like both candidates a lot, and for them, the real message they're trying to, the real conversation they're having with themselves is, do I vote for a candidate that has, you know, ideology that I align with and that might be sending a greater message, or do I vote with, for the candidate, Hillary in this case, that right now people say is probably going to be the nominee for the party. So that's kind of the conversation people, these undecided voters are having amongst themselves because they like both candidates. That's the impression I got from speaking to so many young voters. And the people who do support Sanders, they're okay with voting for Hillary in the end if she does get the nomination.
So you did say that they're going to decide at the polls. So does that mean that they literally show up at the polls and just see what they're feeling in their gut when they have to decide?
Exactly. That's what I got from a lot of students saying that over the next few days, this is something that they're going to sleep on. They're going to meditate on it a little bit. But, I mean, we all know what college students are like. There's a lot of things on your mind, and you do tend to procrastinate a little. So we'll see how they actually make that decision, but from what it seems like, they'll be making that decision based on their gut when they get to the polls.
Now, you mentioned, to pick apart your wording a little bit here, you said either they're kind of excited about voting for Bernie Sanders or they're interested in voting for Hillary. Now, the word I picked up on was interested in voting for Hillary Clinton. Did you pick up on any passion divide between those two candidates, or do they seem, the young voters you talk to, do they seem to be passionate about both candidates if they support them?
That's a good point. I think that the passion definitely, from what I saw, was more towards the Bernie side. When there it is. It's the passion that, oh, he's saying things that I really connect with. But many of the voters, one who I spoke to who was initially very interested in voting for Bernie, who had slowly made his decision to vote for Hillary instead, it was more for him something that he took thought. It took a lot of thinking for him that, okay, I like what Bernie is saying. I also like what Hillary is saying. One thing that really drew voters to Bernie was that he had a good record of saying, you know, being consistent. You'll see these videos that people are sharing on social media of him talking about campaign finance from the 90s, where his platform has basically been the exact same. And you have that as a major draw for people to say, oh, well, Bernie is so true. He's stayed consistent over this long period of time. I spoke to one student who now will be voting for Hillary and said that he's an activist, and he said that the point of activism is to get people to kind of change the way they think. And though Hillary has wavered in her decisions in some places where people have said, oh, she's inconsistent, for him, as a potential Hillary voter, he sees that as, oh, she's willing to change and willing to grow as a leader.
Well, let's switch sides over to the GOP now. Now, what did you hear from young Republicans?
So for young Republicans, a lot of them were disappointed that Florida Senator Marco Rubio left the campaign in early March. Many of them were interested in voting for him. And it's interesting because typically the Democratic Party is the one that's running these younger nominees. We think of Bill Clinton, President Barack Obama. But in this case, it was the Republican Party that was running Marco Rubio. And of course, he's no longer in the race anymore, but he could have had a great attraction for millennial voters. Now, the decision for these voters who were originally really excited about Rubio is, who do we vote for now? And Trump really isn't on the table. It's between Kasich and Cruz for them. And the excitement isn't as much there for them. It's going to be much more of a thoughtful decision of, who am I going to vote for? And a lot of these voters do realize that the current frontrunner, Donald Trump, he has a pretty strong chance of getting this nomination. And if he does, they're presented with a very interesting dilemma. Do they stick with their party and they vote for Trump, a candidate that they do not support? Or do they change party lines and vote for the Democratic nominee? Or do they just not show up at the polls at all?
So nationally, the race on the Republican side right now is being framed as a race between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, not John Kasich and Ted Cruz, which is what you're hearing from younger voters. Did they tell you anything about why they're not supporting Donald Trump?
Yeah, for a lot of students I spoke to, I actually attended the John Kasich town hall this Monday, and I spoke to a student. She's a sophomore here at UW, and she was passionately against Donald Trump. She called him misogynistic. She called him racist. And these are the values that are kind of spread across most college Republicans. Speaking to some other members of the organization that have some leadership roles, they said they've been working hard since over the past few years to kind of make their Republican Party more inclusive, to get a more diverse range of students involved with their organization. And they said Donald Trump is pushing us back. They're making the Republican Party seem less inclusive. And that's something that clearly matters to young voters.
And what about Scott Walker? Obviously, this is his home state. He's a former candidate, not in the race anymore. But did you get the feeling that he could have picked up some traction with these young voters?
Definitely. Speaking to some college Republicans, they were rooting for Scott Walker. I mean, he's from the hometown right here. And it would have been a great opportunity for both Walker to, you know, get college support from voters that are really critical for him. And also it would have been a great opportunity for some of these politically minded students to volunteer for a campaign. And that's an experience that they could have learned a lot from and may have taken advantage of if he were still in the race.
And Parth, as we wrap up, we have a new voter ID law in effect this year, and this can be challenging for college students who may not have permanent residency in the city or states where they're going to school. So did you get a sense of about how they were thinking about and preparing for voting with this new law in place?
Yeah, so the way it's going to work now is that for students who don't live in Wisconsin or not from Wisconsin, they can present either a passport if they register to vote, or they have to go and take their student ID, which is called a WIS card. They take it to the WIS card office, and they can get a voting card, which lasts for 2 years. The reason the student IDs don't work is because they don't have a signature on them. That's the main reason why they're ineligible. Talking to some students, they're pushing it off to the last minute. I spoke to about 4 or 5 students today and that are from out of state, because if you're in state, you can show your driver's license, which makes it less of a hassle. The real issue right now is for these out-of-state students. And a lot of them are saying, you know, thankfully there is some day of voter registration where they can bring their card. So we'll see how that turns out actually in the polls. I think the Government Accountability Board earlier and around maybe 10 or so days ago, they came out and said that this primary, it's expected to have 40% of eligible voters turn out. So we'll see if the college vote does come out with this new voter ID law in place.
Parth, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Parth Shah is a reporter at WPR News. He joined us to talk about what's on young voters' minds as Wisconsin heads towards primary day.